Hey, this is Corey from The Fuzz. Thanks for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station right here in Laguna Beach and from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's that lovely podcast from KX93.5 and The Fuzz.
Every superstar, there is that magic moment of discovery and world acclaim. There was a time for Steve McQueen, for Clint Eastwood, for the legendary Bruce Lee. Now is the time for
The Fuzz,
the martial arts champion and film superstar. He is
The Fuzz.
He hunts his prey to the far corners of the earth, putting his life on the line. Time and time again. And again. And again.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. Show.
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
That was Sweet Thang by Sugi Otis. If you're just tuning in, you have entered the Fuzz Show right here on KX93.5, and all tonight for the next hour, I'll be taking over your earwaves. And tonight's episode is all about the man, the myth, Sugi Otis. He was said to be the next in line guitarist besides Jimi Hendrix after he passed, and a son to Johnny Otis. The guy is a legend beyond belief, and there are so many good tracks to dive into. So I'll stop talking now. I'll talk in a little bit. This one is a cover of Sugi's song, Strawberry Letter No. 23. This came out in 1977 by the Brothers Johnson, and it quickly became a huge hit. Kind of, it's like this weird kind of disco funk song. I think you guys will dig it. It became so popular that it kind of put Sugi back on the stage. And people started rediscovering him. Actually, Outkast on I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson sampled this version of the song. I'll play the original later in the hour, but let's get to it. Here's Brothers Johnson with Strawberry Letter No. 23.
From you, red magic satin playing near two. All through the morning rain I gave, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden I see west purple shower bells, orange birds and river cousins dressed in green. Thank you.
The Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
Welcome back. That was, of course, Shuggie Otis with another epic track called Oxford Grey. Before that was Brothers Johnson with their cover of Strawberry Letter number 23. I've only been, you know, kind of introduced to Shuggie's stuff through his kind of famous album, Inspiration Information. That's the only vinyl that I own off of his stuff. And I kind of used this show as like an opportunity to dive deeper into his catalog and wanted to find out more kind of, I don't know, the hidden tracks that he has that not too people know about. I asked everybody on Facebook for some requests and kind of got this, you know, his most epic tracks, and they're all going to be on this show. But some stuff that I found recently that I wasn't aware of was he did a collab album with Al Kooper. And I've been a big fan of Al Kooper ever since the Super Session album. Not ever since it came out, but ever since I was turned on to it. And they're both legends in their own right. And this song on the album is probably one of my favorite Shuggie Otis tracks now. It's called Double or Nothing. And then later on in the hour, I'll play another track off the album that's arguably even better. But yeah, we'll get into this Double or Nothing track, and then we'll get into Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings covering none other than Inspiration Information. If you're just tuning in, this is The Fuzz Show, and all hour tonight is dedicated to the legend Shuggie Otis. Let's do this.
To be having you. pretty sun
shining on me.
Fuzz Show on KX93.5 every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here in Laguna Beach.
From the psychedelic to the electric soul, I'm your source for the underground.
Wait for me, ride a lonely man, as a hungry river rush by. Wait for me, sweet Jenny Lee, he whispered with a sigh. Everywhere I look, everything I see reminds me of my love. Wait for me, my sweet Jenny.
Only.
tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
So that last track you heard was called Not Available, and that was by Shuggy Otis. And it was a song that he wrote, even though there's no lyrics, in response to kind of like this newfound celebrity that he had received at such a young age. I mean, he was on a pretty epic album with Al Kooper, which you'll hear one of my favorite tracks coming up next. But he was only 15 years old, and he's a child prodigy. He started playing professionally, I think, at the age of 11, supporting his dad's band, Johnny Otis. And he was so young, and he would disguise himself on stage wearing super dark glasses and draw a mustache on his upper lip to try and pass off. And apparently he did it to play in the late night clubs and stuff. But that was called Not Available. And before that, we had Out of My Head by Shuggy. And that was a song inspired by one of his acid trips. You know, it was the 60s, 70s. I think he's quoted as saying he only dropped it three times, and Out of My Head came out of those existential trips, I guess you could call them. So let's get into this. This is probably one of my all-time favorite tracks now, having recently discovered it. This is with Al Kooper, and this is part of, Al Kooper did a series called Super Sessions. The first one was with Mike Bloomfield and Stephen Stills. And for his second installment, he tapped Shuggy Otis at the ripe age of 15 to play alongside him for this whole album. And from front to back, it's an incredible album, super beautiful. And this is probably my favorite track, called Looking for a Home. You're tuned into The Fuzz, and all tonight is dedicated to Shuggy. Here we go.
Somebody hear me.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Looking for a home, Al Kooper and Shuggie Otis. Look it up. Listen to the entire album. It's that beautiful and that good. And when that guitar kicks in, that's Shuggie, and it's so, so good. You were tuned in to the Fuzz Show, and you have already heard this track once tonight by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Here is the original Strawberry Letter 23. Actually, no, this was Brothers Johnson that you heard. Here's the real one.
The sun doesn't shine, rainbows and waterfalls.
funky Fifthy from Shuggy Otis. That was released in 1970 off of his first album called Here Comes Shuggy Otis. He was 17 years old. Let me say that again. 17 years old. Obviously, super influenced by Sly and the Family Stones, Jimi Hendrix, guys from that era. He was just a little bit younger than them and looked up to them a bunch and got most of his playtime through his dad in the beginning, Johnny Otis, who was notorious and legendary in his own right. But that's for like another podcast. we'll just concentrate on the music and Shuggy himself. Before that was Strawberry Letter number 23, obviously one of his most famous tracks. And unfortunately, it was made famous by another band, Brothers Johnson. But by them kind of covering that song, it brought him back into the light. And I believe he actually played his own guitar part on the cover of his song. He was a child prodigy. He started kind of playing professionally around the age of 11, multi-instrumentalist. There's a few of his albums. There's only a couple, but he played almost every single instrument, produced it, wrote all the songs, everything, as a super young kid. And B.B. King was even quoted back in the day as saying he was his favorite new guitarist. The guy is, there's so many things going on between all of his songs that they're worth multiple listens just to kind of, you know, with one track, maybe listen just to the bass line and see what happens. Then listen to it again and listen to, you know, the atmospheric, the esoteric, like, guitar playing that he's doing. There's so much good stuff. This guy's, he never really got commercial success, and that was the issue. I think Rolling Stone came out one time and said he had retired at the age of 22, and then, you know, a few years ago, he was getting interviewed, and he's like, dude, what's up with that? I never retired. They might call it retiring, but I just couldn't get a record deal. And he said, you know, quote me on this, I'll never retire. I'll play till I die. And and that's kind of what makes him so legendary. Coming up now is Inspiration Information by him. You heard it earlier from Sharon Jones. And, you know, this is such a good track. Followed up by Ice Cold Daydream. You're tuned into The Fuzz.
You are tuned into The Fuzz Show on KX93.5 every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here in Laguna Beach.
From the psychedelic to the electric soul, I'm your source for the underground.
Behind a rainy day, So you can go and make a brand new start.